When the Torah tells Noach, Hashem tells Noach to take onto the teva food for all the animals and gives him the responsibility to take care of their needs. So the Ralbag says that there's a te'eles in midos. To who? Sheroi la'odom shiyashgiach b'mishuhu tachtov. A person has a responsibility to take care of those that are under him, mibnei beisoi u'mishorsov, his household, his family members, and the servants that are in his household. Loses loy chukoi b'mashi yitztorech la'amidas gufoi. To give to him, to each one, the amount that he needs for the preservation, for the maintenance of his body and his bodily needs. Ukvar heronu ha-Torah bozeh, the Torah alerted us to this, b'ma she'eshgicho b'hamtsoas mezoinois ha-balei chai b'tevo. That which the Torah tells us that he gave Noach this responsibility to take care of the mezoinos for all the animals in the teva. V'tzavoas Noach she'yezoinim b'omru v'hoi l'chov alehem l'ochlo. And the tzivui that the Torah gave Noach, that he has to take care of their needs, to feed them with all this food, should be for him and for them. And in that pasuk, the Torah is telling him he's responsible for their physical needs. Kizemi mashiachayev sheyochin lohem noyach mezoinei seyem tomid. This is the basis for which he is now mechuyev to take care of all of their needs. Ve'imze roy bebalei chayim. And if this is appropriate with animals, kol shekein shehiya roy yosef ibnei bayis v'mishorsim. Certainly, it's even more so with his family members and his and the servants. V'hinei bozeh oifen yashlim tikun kibbutz habayis. Through this will become completed, appropriate, the effectiveness of the functioning, I guess, the total functioning of the house. Hashahu hascho of the family of the house. Hashu hascho letikun kibbutz hamadino, which is, I guess, house by house, is the beginning for the setting up of the proper function of society as well. So l'chayra, there's a little bit of a strange idea over here, because Noach was told to take all these animals and put them in the teva. He took them out of their natural environment. He disabled them, he made it impossible for them to be able to get that which they normally survive. They had HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Zonah Mefarnes, and he provides the physical needs for the animal kingdom as well. And they were able to go out and search for their food and do what they had to do. And he took them into this closed quarters, and he made it impossible for that to happen. So he is given responsibility. Part of your responsibility in taking them, in the process of saving them, is to assure they have what to eat. If not, they're not going to survive. And since you took them out of their natural habitat and can no longer survive in the natural way, so this is your responsibility. So he says, we learn from here the midah that a person is responsible, kol shekein, that's behemoth, so kol shekein for people, for his b'nei bayis, that he has to be mashgiach b'mishu tachto mibnei beis or mishorosof. L'choira, it's not exactly comparable. He has b'nei bayis. There are situations where, I don't have. Go out to work. There was a tkufa where parents sent their children out to work when they were even before bar mitzvah. Ask your grandparents or your great-grandparents about that. They'll tell you that. Well, they had to go to work early in the morning delivering newspapers before they went to school. And they're people, people are machzer al apsochim. There's Meirudik and Maisa once said that Goyin had such anius in his house that his wife said there was no food for the children. So he said, let them, he gave the Eitzah, let them go to the neighbor's house, Bishas, they're eating, and the neighbors will have rachmonis and give them some food. There's Eitzahs, they're not locked up in a teva. There's not a mabul raging around them and there's no other alternative. So l'chayra, the comparison between the matzav in the mabul, even though it was only animals, and the matzav of one taking care of the needs and the meshorsim, they'll find some food, they'll take care of themselves, they'll go out and they'll scrounge around. There's other eitzes. It's not a comparable situation. And then bechlal, it seems to be a chiyuv. And every time the Ralbag calls chiyuvim toyeles in midos, then we have to see what mido is involved here, not just what chiyuv, what action, what obligation a person has to do what he's mechuyev to do. So it seems that in order to justify this comparison, this equation, we have to modify it a little bit, or you know, balance the two sides. And I would therefore say that the truth of the matter is that a person has to the reality is that the person is not necessary for taking care of anyone. The oni doesn't need the osher to give him tzedakah. The oni's need is in order to be mezakeh the osher. The Rabbeinu Shalom has many eitzes how he could be zonah mefarnes. But just as Noach, in a situation where there was no alternative, where he felt this sense of responsibility, he was given this sense of responsibility because these animals are coming there and there is no alternative, then a person has to feel that same way in his responsibilities. He's mechuyev to take care of his family. He's mechuyev in certain things. There's a midah of responsibility for the guf, for the physical needs of others. Those that are under my tachtov, whatever that means, my responsibility, my domain, my charge, those that are under that category, that I have to feel that sense of responsibility as if they have other means. There are other means. It's really not comparable in a physical way, but in an emotional way, in a mythistic way. I have to feel as if this is my responsibility. If I'm not going to provide for them, they're not going to have. And this really is the sense of responsibility, which I think that's what he means at the end when he says that v'zeh yushlam tikun kibbutz habayis. This is the way the kibbutz habayis will be mushlim, because there's a person who feels that sense of total responsibility. This is my responsibility. It's my achrayis. It has to be. It's as if it's not gonna. If I'm not gonna do it, it ain't gonna happen. And that midah of responsibility will eventually lead to the tikkun kibbutz hamedina. That will spread out, and a person will be able to take further responsibilities and greater responsibilities, and to assume that role as if not for me, there is no other Eitzah, even though at the same time I have to know, and befrat when it comes to Parnosa, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is certainly the zone of mefarnes. And there's a tevadika way to be mefarnes outside of the teva, even if in the teva there wasn't. So I just thought that it's really like there's a sense of achrayus that we have to develop. That sense of what the achrayus is that we have to know. Who's considered tachtov? Who am I? Who are the people? Well, my family that I'm certainly responsible for. How much further does that go? That we need some yishuv adas and guidance and das teira and hadrocho and gedorim. But the concept of when I have an achrayis, I have to feel that achmitzar echor, I know that there's nothing I can do, and it's all up to the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no way that they can help me, but mitzad sheni, I feel the achrayis as if I was alone with these people on a teva, and there was a mabul raging outside, and there's no other eitzah in the world for them, other than for me too. And I think that if we could develop such a midah, the midah of Achrayus, what a different world it would be. People, that whole concept, people don't, they don't take Achrayus for other people, for the family. We don't take Achrayus for our jobs. We don't take Achrayus for our responsibilities. There's Achrayus. Whoever is under my jurisdiction in whatever the way may be, then the Achrayus is, if it isn't me, it ain't gonna be. I am total and completely as if there was no other Eitzah in the world. And I think that... that explains why this is a midah. That explains why this is a critical midah which can have an impact on Tikkun HaMedinos. And that explains why it's comparable to a situation why in the Teva where there was nothing other than this possibility that Noach should be fearless.